There's a little hymn for this day that we don't usually sing because it's not terribly well known and it's not the easiest tune to follow, but it's included in one of our secondary hymnals, the Wonder, Love, and Praise. I've heard it only once, maybe twice, I think, but I've never been able to forget it, particularly because of the words. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep, for those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. So far, a powerful summation of this brutal day, but it's the next two verses which take the poem in a surprising and convicting turn. When Jesus came to live with us, we simply passed him by. We never hurt a hair of him, we only let him die. For we had grown more tender, and we would not give him pain. We only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still, Jesus cries, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still, it rains the winter rain that drenches through and through. The crowds go home and leave the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouches against a wall and cries for Calvary. The text of this poem was written by the Anglican priest George Studdart Kennedy, who lived around the turn of the 20th century. He enlisted as a military chaplain in World War I, where he became known as Woodbine Willie for his heroic service and his distribution of Woodbine cigarettes to the troops. But in the 1920s, like many who returned from the Great War, he became disillusioned with modern life and its continued disregard for human life and well-being. What difference had all that violence and sacrifice made if the world remained so indifferent to human need and suffering? This is the same question he poses in the poem. In fact, the poem and the tune it is set to are both titled Indifference. Studdart Kennedy begins by taking the dismay we feel at those crude and cruel people of the past who treated human flesh so cheaply, those misguided, terrible people who could crucify Jesus so callously. And then he flips the scripts and turns his sight on us, writing directly to those who are not so crude and cruel, but who are civilized, good, and nice, who never would have been in that crowd or done something so vicious or so violent to another person. And you know what? Maybe we wouldn't have. Maybe we would not have been bloodthirsty killers. But lest we are tempted to think that Good Friday is someone else's sin, Studdart Kennedy points out that our continued blindness to human need and suffering and our participation in systems and societies which continue to oppress and exclude and ignore, to demean or degrade or dismiss or disappear other human beings, our willingness to leave people in the gutters of the world as the winter rains fall, this indifference is even worse, he says, than Calvary. Even worse than the nails and the cross. For in such a world, our world, what difference can we claim the crucifixion has made? It's easy to sit here in church on this day and listen to this horrific story and feel terrible. But if we walk back out these doors and simply resume our routine in a world that seems content to live in Good Friday, where we rain missiles on one another and lie to one another and hate one another and hurt one another and disregard one another, in a country where we are content for there to be more guns than people and yet tolerate failing schools and overcrowded hospitals and hungry children and leave thousands of people to languish and die without hope and without help, what difference has it made? If the crucifixion makes no tangible difference to the workings of the world, if the anguish of the cross makes no difference to the circumstances of those who are suffering or in need or in danger, if we continue to accept the compounding woes of this world with indifference, well, he says, then we might as well be holding the hammer ourselves. Because in the poet's mind, this indifference is even more painful to Jesus than his crucifixion. Because we should know better. We should have learned something. I mean, we know enough to call this awful day good, because we believe it leads to fuller life, more abundant life, eternal life, and yet we do not seem keen to implement its lessons and instead to tolerate or even facilitate the very forces which led to the Son of God being tortured and killed in the first place. We may not crucify people anymore, but human flesh is still far too cheap. So we can be a lot of things today. Angry, shocked, sad, sick, guilty. But one thing we cannot be is indifferent. Jesus's crucifixion exposed the vileness and the violence at work in the world and in us, and he went to that death and hung upon that cross so that we would be saved from such evils, so that we would all be changed, so that the world would be changed, which means it must make a difference. We must make a difference. Or else, here we will remain, stuck in a perpetual Good Friday, longing for an Easter that will never come. Amen.